members in particular, we're all unique, and God works in us according to who we are as well. Like, you know, our personalities, He uses all that within us, and we're growing up into Him. But we really do have authority. We really are powerful. And we got to see ourselves as Christ is. You know, because we know that as He is, so will we in this world. We got to believe that with all our heart. How do you think of yourself? How do you think of you as a believer, the authority you've got, the love you've got, the faith you've got? You know, as a man thinks, so is he. This is just so true and a very powerful thing that God had recorded for us to understand. And so now we know who we are in Christ, that we have God's ability in us, that we have the mind of Christ, that we're no longer under the rule of the enemy. His exercise authority has no dominion over us. Jesus Christ has restored all things to its rightful order. And so we need to understand that and believe that with all our heart and then start practicing it. So the prayer of faith tonight through Jason, your commands also through your mouth, you need to believe those words. Our words are so very powerful. And your words change the matter in your life. Whatever situation is going on in your life, when you use your authority and when you speak, what you speak will become negative or positive. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, that those that love it should eat the fruit thereof. I repeat a lot of these things because I also need to remind myself of these things, and I know other people do too. And when you get the grasp and the understanding of these wonderful truths that are written in the scripture for us to see, and then we can practice them, then you can change things in your life with God, with that authority that you have. And I mentioned before that Adam and Eve, they had dominion. God gave them dominion. If you think that they were to keep the garden, they were to keep everything going, they were to name the animals, the birds, the insects, everything. And they've done it with their words. They've done it with their words. They had authority. When Jesus Christ was walking on the face of this earth, and we're to follow in His steps, we're to do the same works that He done and greater. Jesus, He spoke to trees. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the waves. He spoke to the storm. He called those things which were not as though they were. Like God, when He created the heavens and the universe, He called those things which were not as though they were. So we have to realize this, that faith isn't what we see with our five sense eyes. Faith, we call those things that we want. That's what faith is. So we desire something, and then we go to God, and then we see it in our minds, and then we say it. We say that we got it. So I just want to go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. It says, grace. And that's God's favor. Grace is that God does the work. Grace also empowers us to do what God wants us to do. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And this word blessed is eulogia. God has spoken His good words into your life. And those words that you speak and the words that God has spoken are spirit and life. When you allow God to work in you and energize, let Him give you the words you speak are spirit and life, and it affects the matter in your life. So you can change the course of your life by being God-minded, by being focused with God, by knowing who you are, knowing those great and precious promises, and then you declare them. So we now speak like God does. See, we're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And the way that we do that is with our words, by using that authority that God has given us, by calling those things which are not as though they were. And it's just so very important that we get a grasp of these things. We've got to say what we want and not what we see. But we got to know what we want. We got to know what we want in our life. What is our purpose? What is our calling? What has God called me to do? We know that we're blessed, and we know that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, but God has called us to a higher purpose. And He's got a plan and purpose for every individual in here. We're all members in particular. There's a function that God wants you to do. There's a plan and a direction He's got for you. And the way that you know this is by going to God and asking Him to put His desires in your heart. When we set our affections on things above and not on things on the earth, then we can get a clear vision or revelation of what God wants for us. You know, where there is no revelation or vision, the people wander aimlessly. But happy is he that keepeth the law, the words of God. And so we want to keep God's word rich in our heart. And we got to recognize our location. Even though we live in this world, we're not of it. We're seated at the highest location in the heavens, at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. That's where we are seated. That's where we live from now that we're born again. So when Adam and Eve messed up in the garden, sin came into the world. Condemnation came into the world. Sickness, poverty, disease, lack, all the evil stuff that you see, right? All the negative stuff came into the world. And but Jesus Christ put the things back into order through his life, through his obedience to God, through his humbleness. And so now we're not under that. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. This word condemnation isn't talking about if you sin and you mess up and you condemn yourself. It could include that. It's talking about the condemnation that came into the world. So in verse 2 it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law and sin and death. The law and sin and death is where the lack is where the sickness is, where the disease, where all the negative things are. And we're not under that now, because we've been brought with the price and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now we're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And when we walk in that, when we think that way, when we declare that way, then we can start to manifest what is under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When we look at the whole of Romans 8, you know, it's talking about that Spirit of God in us. So, you know, if we walk with the carnal mind, it is death. But we walk with the spiritual mind, it is life and peace. Now we're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we can really rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. So we can speak to the trees. We can speak to the problems. We can speak to the death. We can speak to evil. We can speak to sickness. And we should expect something to happen when we say it. You know, when we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and we believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we received the Spirit of God. Our heart and our confession was lined up. It was in agreement with one another. So whenever we declare anything, our heart and our confession has to be agreed. Because anyone can say the things, but is it in your heart? And the word is in your mouth, then in your heart. That's where faith comes from, your heart. So when you are declaring the truth of God, when you are commanding healing, when you're rebuking the spirit of death, when you're rebuking cancer, when you're rebuking AIDS, you need to believe what you're saying. And there's authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness, disease, and death have to give an account when you use the name of Jesus Christ, because it's under the feet of Jesus Christ. And you know what? Before we understood this, even the centurion knew this. He understood authority. Accountability is a big thing. And there's many angles on it. Alright, but the centurion, when he came to Jesus, said, look, he said, my servant lieth at home, gonna die. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He said, no, just give the word. For I'm a man under authority, and I also have people under my authority. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, this one, come, and he comes. So just say the word. So, let's have a look at that. This guy was under authority. He was submitted. He was subject. He was under the authority of the Romans, right? He was a centurion. So he would give an account of his command, what he's been doing as a, you know, a centurion in his position. He would have given account to those people above him. And he was under the authority of that Roman Empire. So he carried the weight of that Roman Empire. When he spoke to his subordinates, they would go and do what he said. And they would give an account of that. Also, their own works would give an account of what they do. So it's like us as well. Our faith, our words give an account of where we are in our heart and mind before God and before people. So this guy understood authority. So he said to Jesus, just say the word. This guy understood that Jesus Christ had the power and authority from God over sickness, disease, fevers, death. He said, just say the word. That's powerful. And when Jesus Christ spoke, those devils had to give an account. That sickness had to give an account. It had to leave. It had to do what it was told to do. So when we understand that we are under authority, we are under the authority of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been bought with a price. Our life is not our own, right? So when we are humble in our heart and we submit to God and submit to his leading and his prompting and his way and his direction, we carry the full force of heaven behind us and all the authority that it has. So when you say to a devil spirit, get out in the name of Jesus Christ, spirit of confusion, leave, let grow out. It will grow out. It will obey your words. It has to obey it. It has to obey it. Me, Danny, Amber, Kim, Jason, we've seen legs grow out. We've seen devil spirits cast out. We've seen cancer healed. We've seen the deaf hear and the dumb speak. We've seen it with our own eyes. We use the authority that God given us, and it's through the words that we declare. And devils also know if you understand who you are, they know. So we got this Spirit of God to use it. Acts 1:8, you know, Jesus said that you're going to receive power. Okay, in other words, you're going to use this, you're going to learn Bano, you're going to manifest this power. That's how you're going to move my words. You're not going to do it in your own strength. You need some assistance. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. So you're spirit filled. And devils know if you believe who you are. Devil knows if you understand who you are. So when you use that authority, they will bow. And you expect it to happen. If you're calling for something, expect it to happen. If you're declaring something, expect it to happen. It will. I've been practicing this ever since God showed me to say what I want, not what I see. And it works. Every time I say it with faith, every time I understand that I'm under God's authority and I have all the heaven backing me up, like Jesus Christ did. He was submitted unto God. It says in Philippians, he made himself of no reputation, but he became humble. And that's where everything starts, humbleness. He was subject unto God. And so we are under authority also, and God has given us that authority to exercise and to use. And when we understand it, we can use it. If you're employed by an employee, you're under their authority. You've got to do their bidding. They employ you to do a job in a certain way. You've got to do that, and you give an account of what you're doing. So yeah, accountability is a wonderful thing. It's a good word. It's not like we think about, okay, I'm going to connect, I'm going to give an account of what I'm doing. We don't think in those terms. We do it because, yeah, I want to share what God's been doing in my life. I want to connect to where I'm being encouraged and share the great things God is doing, and to also receive encouragement and also giving encouragement. So accountability with authority is very powerful. And when you marry the two together, then you'll really walk like the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll be raising the dead. Like they do in India, they keep it very simple. When they go to their leaders, they don't think to themselves, I'm going to go and give an account. It's just a natural thing in their heart to do. And when you look at the word submit in the epistles, if you look at the word in Hebrews, the word submit, and you look at the word in Ephesians, it's the Greek word, hupotasso. And the best definition I heard of that was given is that we are to submit ourselves by love and obedience, proper arrangement, and deliberate decision. So in a marriage where it says, wife, submit yourself unto your own husbands, not everybody else's, is by a love and obedience that you're doing it unto God and the love for your husband, right? And the same for the husband also, right? A proper arrangement. Every marriage has their own proper arrangement of how they're going to do things in their marriage. What me and Kim do will probably be different to what you guys do. But it's by proper arrangement. And it's a deliberate decision. Again, we decide to do this. So when we decide to submit ourselves unto God's authority, and we decide to connect where He wants us to connect, and to move where He wants us to move, then you will see great increase, you will see great growth. And this is something that you can practice, you can do, you can go to the scriptures, you can listen to this recording again, and check out what I said with the scriptures. It's all there. I know because I've read the scriptures on it. I've gone to God. He's given me the understanding because I asked. If we lack wisdom, we ask God. So my heart is to encourage you and give you things that you can practice and do. Because it's in the practice we see the power. It's in the practice we see the abundance. It's in the practice we see deliverance. It's in the practice we see the safety. And we're all members in particular, all adding to each other. You know, we're to submit ourselves also to those that have the rule over us. You know, because they watch for our souls. An overseer has a watching for the people that he's ministering to, with God. They've got to give an account. It says in James, no, don't many of you be teachers, because you'll give the greater account. So we've got to know what we're saying is right, and we've got to know what we're saying is from God, and what we're saying is building faith and giving encouragement. So even though I haven't gone to many scriptures there, everything I said is in the scriptures. And God is bringing that to me to share with you. Because it's practical. The power is in the practice. The power is in the doing. That's where it's released. And so I want to go to just to look at this record, even though we've seen it and I've gone over it again and again. But I understand why God has me go over these things again and again. And just because a boxer may know how to throw a jab, you can guarantee when he goes training, he's perfecting that jab. He's perfecting his left uppercut and right crosses. He may have done a million times before, but he'll continue to practice those moves. He keeps himself sharp. He keeps himself hot. And God wants us reminded of this simplicity, what I'm sharing with you. Because this is very simple. And if we just get it to our heart, just get humble with God, just begin to practice, and you'll start to manifest things that you've never manifested. You know, when we do things with understanding, then we're going to see results. If you're doing things just because someone's saying it, like honouring God, for example, oh, I better do it because everybody else is doing it, and it's always being encouraged. God wants you to do it with heart. He wants you to do it with understanding. And when we do that, then we get the real benefit of it. And then we practice it with joy. Because God loves a cheerful giver. Everything we do, God wants us to be done with joy. And we can do that. When we don't understand, then that's when the peace goes. That's when we get maybe a little bit confused about things. But the only way you can establish the truth is by practicing what you're being encouraged, whoever's encouraging it. And if you do that with a humble heart, you will manifest and see the goodness of God, because that's His perfect will for your life. He wants you to manifest His great abundance, which covers not just finances. I'm talking about the abundance of peace, the abundance of joy, the abundance of revelation that you can receive from God if you just submit yourself unto Him and to one another. The scripture says we're to submit ourselves, hupotasso, by loving obedience, proper arrangement, and deliberate decision. We submit ourselves one to another. The scriptures say it. Go and check it out. Go and look at the word subject in the scriptures. Go and look at the word submit. And some would be different Greek words, but look at the word hupotasso. It's a powerful word, and it speaks volumes. In Mark 11, am I in Mark 11? Yeah, Mark 11. And Jesus, He used His authority. He understood about words. He understood that God calls those things which are not as though they were. Because there wasn't nothing there until God called it into being. And you may have a lack of an abundance. You can call it into being. You may have a lack of maybe ill in a part of your body. You can call healing into it. God has given you those words, that mouth, that tongue to use. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let's read this record. So we know that Jesus spoke to the tree, and this tree died backwards. And Peter recognized, oh, the next day, oh, the tree you curse is dead. And verse 21 says, and Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedest is withered away. Jesus didn't bless that tree, He cursed it. Just like we can with Satan when he's trying stuff off with us. You tell him to back off. You've got no authority or jurisdiction in my life because I'm under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I'm not under the law of sin and death. You've got no jurisdiction in my health. You've got no jurisdiction in my relationships. And you've got no jurisdiction in my finances, in my fellowship. And you take a stand, baby. You take your seated position and you claim it. You tell him to get lost as God works in you and shows you. And verse 22, and it says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. What was God's faith? Let there be light. He spoke it. He expected it to happen. And God had to have that imagination of that too. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, so anyone, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. So you're talking to something. You're giving that something a command, whatever it may be. Whatever's in your way, talk to it. Give it a command, and you tell it to go. And shall not doubt in his heart, no doubt in the heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Believe in your heart, say with your mouth. When they're married together, it produces a powerful result or a negative result, right? All depends what you're confessing, all depends what you're saying. You have to watch your words every time. Therefore I say unto you, then Jesus went on to say, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. The word desire can also be translated call for. What some of the things you call for? Can you see? You've got great authority in your words. God has spoken the blessings in there. It's there because God spoke it. God spoke light and there was light. And whatever else God commanded at the very beginning. And you've got the same authority and power to do the same thing. Unbelievers, what they speak will happen for them. But God has given us those heavenly words, which is spirit and life. So we put them to work. They're seed. Put your words to work. And they will give an account of where your faith is. the results will give an account of where your faith is. So this is just really great stuff, and you can practice everything that's been shared here. You can go to the scriptures and see everything I'm saying. But it starts with humility. It starts with submitting, being subject. And it's a great word. It's not like, you got to be under my authority. You got to submit. So I'll get the baseball bat. It's a loving obedience. It's from a free will choice and decision to do that. And when you do that, there's great freedom. So anyway, that's what I wanted to show.